Let's see, Miss Lavasha, LAVOSHA, Henry, 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 HENDRY, sorry. Date of birth is 12/4/1990. Today is the 29th of September. This is a 34-year-old woman, unfortunate woman with history of sickle cell disease, von Willebrand disease, and hemophilia A. She was hospitalized over 13 months last year, was discharged on February of this year with respiratory failure, sepsis. Let's see. Severe weight loss, protein calorie malnutrition, gastroparesis, multiple avascular necrosis, shoulder, knees, and hips, seizure disorder, sickle cell anemia, dumping syndrome, short gut syndrome, stool transplants, ileostomy reversal, history of chronic pain, gastroesophageal reflux, intractable nausea and vomiting, diarrhea. She also has generalized weakness, shortness of breath, dyspnea, at rest and with especially with exertion, history of pulmonary embolus, require an IVC filter. IVC filter had to be removed because it was dysfunctioning, recurrent infection at the Hickman catheter, VRE of urine, CVC infection required removal, MRSA skin infection at the site, history of C. difficile, history of left adrenal adenoma.
Hello. She'll be right with you.
Adrenal adenoma as well as adrenal insufficiency, multiple hospital visits and hospital stays with respiratory failure, period. She also has severe pain, generalized weakness, fatigue, shortness of breath, hypotension, lightheadedness, dizziness, syncopal episodes. Patient has occasional incontinence, intractable nausea and vomiting, insomnia. Despite being on pain medication, she has very limited amount of pain medication that she can take because of her multiple allergies, period. Her family history is significant for sickle cell disease, period. Also put down a patient has a history of tricuspid regurgitation, Addison's disease, and myocardial infarction during the hospitalization. Medication includes Dilaudid 4 milligram every 3 hours, Finnegan liquid PRN for nausea and vomiting, along with Zofran. She cannot take tablets because of dumping syndrome. Xanax 2 milligram BID, Imodium liquid PRN for diarrhea, Protonix 40 milligram a day. Fentanyl patch would have to be discontinued because of the fact that she cannot handle adhesives, and oxycodone that she takes along with her Dilaudid, period. Patient was on methadone at one time, but that's been on back order, and she also has a history of seizure disorder, was on Keppra and Depakote, but she hasn't been on that for some time. Patient has a right-sided port, no, left-sided subclavian port that requires flushing on a regular basis. Thank you. Patient's allergies, it includes aspirin, penicillin, Reglan, Toradol, Bactrim, Haldol, clindamycin, iodine, adhesives, sulfa drugs, and gadolinium. Patient has 20% of her small intestine and function at 7% at this time. Other surgeries not related to the port is hysterectomy, leg surgery, bone fracture, rods in place, total colectomy, reversal of colectomy. Patient has dumping syndrome, does not have a colostomy at this time. A subclavian cath placement that is still there requires flushing, and patient's multiple surgeries have led to dumping syndrome as well. Social, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink, she lives with alone, but has a provider and godmother that see about her on a regular basis. She's single, has no children. Uh, Also put in there somewhere, liver cyst, adrenal insufficiency, multiple C. difficile infection requiring stool transplantation. On exam today, she's afebrile. Blood pressure is 90 over 60. Pulse is 110. Afebrile. O2 side 94%. Heart positive, swollen positive is 2. Lungs, bronchi, abdomen soft. Neck shows no JVB. Skin shows decreased turgor on mucosa with lesion. Patient also has muscle wasting about the lower extremity, upper extremity, and temporal region. Patient has at one time weighed 200 pounds and now she weighs less than 140. Assessment, 34-year-old woman with hospitalization last year of 13 months with multiple medical issues and problems. See text, was discharged home, was on hospice, but hospice has discharged her now because of a slow decline period. New paragraph, patient has continued to decline, has had tremendous weight loss, not eating, chronic diarrhea. Weight loss, protein, calorie malnutrition, severe pain, avascular necrosis, seizure disorders related to sickle cell anemia, dumping syndrome, short gut syndrome, ileostomy, stool transplant, chronic diarrhea with severe pain, period. New paragraph, patient also has had multiple sepsis with staph and protease infections in the past, period. Patient's PPS at this time is 40%. She has a high risk of fall. Patient requires help of other people to be able to ambulate. Patient has O2 at home, but she doesn't use it on a regular basis, period. Patient's pain medication needs adjustment. Patient is not currently on any long-acting medication. Both oxycodone, 10 milligram, and the dilaudid are short-acting meds. She cannot take fentanyl pads. She has not been tried on MS Cotton or OxyContin, apparently. But the fact that they're pills and may not be absorbed is a huge problem. I will leave that with a hospice medical director to decide. She also has a history of myocardial infarction, Addison's disease, and tricuspid regurgitation, most likely because of patient previous history and possible bacterial most likely related to bacterial endocarditis. Period. Overall prognosis is poor. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.